Well, he's one of our favorites to talk to on the show, and he's coming to your TV, and about 20 million others, on Thanksgiving Day with the National Dog Show presented by Purina. We're happy to welcome back our friend John O'Hurley. Hello there, John.
Nice to be able to talk to you again. How are you?
I am wonderful. Good to have you back with us, getting ready for this event in its 23rd year. How did that happen?
Boy, I tell you, it doesn't take long to look or take that half look around your over your shoulder and realize the time has passed, doesn't it?
I
remember it this way. The first year that we were there, we had 165 different breeds. This year, we have a record number of 205 different breeds that we're showing. It's a record number of entries, over 2,000, and 205 different breeds.
And, of course, we talk about the ratings. They're phenomenal. Essentially, every year, it's the Super Bowl and then the National Dog Show when it comes to bringing people together.
The numbers are Seinfeldian, if you'll pardon the expression.
You mentioned the breeds, and you've got a new breed this year, the Lancashire Heeler. What can you tell us about that breed?
But, my friend... Well, it's an interesting little dog. It's a herder. It's a cute little dog. It's one of the two dogs, the Samoyed being the other one, that has purses its jaw in such a way that it looks like it's smiling, and it looks very similar to a cousin, the Corgi.
Excellent. We look forward to that. And we've talked about this with you before, but this is the only benched show in America. For anybody who's not aware of what that means, can you explain that?
Sure. A bench show means that the dogs, the owners, the handlers, everybody has to remain there behind the scenes. And it gives our live audience there, which can be upwards of 20,000 people, an opportunity to walk up and down the aisles, meet the breeders, the owners, the handlers, and speak with them, ask them any questions they may have about a breed that they have, or perhaps a breed that they're interested in to see if it might fit their lifestyle. So it's a very educational experience, in addition to being just wonderful entertainment.
Well, and of course, all of this happens due to the wonderful work of the folks at Purina. A lot of these dogs powered by Purina Pro Plan, and they have done so much to bring this event into our homes for all these years.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, Purina has been the sponsor from moment one. We admire the work that they do on all fronts with purebreds and with rescue dogs and service dogs across the country. Purina really is number one. And I would go as far as to say that all of the dogs that are champions there at the National Dog Show are the dogs that are currently on the Purina plan, the Pro plan.
And you've got your team back together, the wonderful David Fry. You guys are so good together, and the great Mary Carrillo back as well.
Oh, indeed. Yeah, the assembly, we're trying not to break up a good thing. And we've been fortunate enough to keep this going for 23 years, and hopefully we'll be blessed with permanence.
It has to be rewarding to know so many people are watching, but also responding, sharing pictures of their pets. And look, it's no knock on cats. I like cats. But what is it, John, about dogs that brings us together?
But that's just red states, blue states. You know what I mean? I did at one point. I did have a couple of cats, Himalayans. But the reason that I had the Himalayans were they were most like dogs.
You've got a lot of other things going on as well. I want to talk about, you've been on the road. It looked like, were you in Connecticut recently doing your one-man show?
At my one-man show that I really enjoy doing, called A Man with Standards, and it's about the songs from the Great American Songbook, and I talk about my stories growing up in my very funny stories about growing up in the 50s and the 60s around the music of Henry Mancini, Frank Sinatra, Moon River, and taking that wonderful music, but use it to underscore the stories of my life.
You also had a birthday lately, one of those big ones that ends in zero, and yet you don't age.
Well, I try not to. I don't see any advantage to it. I did. I continue on with another show that I do every year. I usually use the month of December to to do what they call a British panto. A British panto play is a style of entertainment where the kids in the audience are allowed to scream at the everything going on stage. So I'll be playing once again Captain Hook in Peter Pan, and it's one of the most enjoyable things I do all year long.
Well, you know, we have enjoyed your work for so long, John. I saw an interview you did earlier this year, and you talked about what it doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on. I think we can all agree that, man, we got to lighten up a little bit and be able to laugh, but mostly to laugh at ourselves. And that's one of the things that you have always done.
Well, I agree with you 100%. I have always been self-deprecating. I'm the subject of my comedy. I have too much fun poking fun at myself and my hair that hasn't moved in all these years. Although if the wind picks up enough, it'll start to snap off.
And you were telling me before we came on, I'm very excited about this. You're going to be coming up here to Maine next March.
In March, yes, I'll be coming up. There's a 3-day telethon, or excuse me, Comic-Con, not telethon. And it's going to be mostly around animation. So a lot of the guys from SpongeBob will be up. I'll be there, of course, as King Neptune, but it should be an awful lot of fun.
Well, we're looking forward to that. We'll have to get you back on as we get closer to talk all about that.
My pleasure. Absolutely.
Watch John, David Fry, Mary Carrillo, and all of those wonderful dogs. The National Dog Show presented by Purina on New Year's Day, Thanksgiving Day. NBC yes. Television Network, and we'll all be watching because it's one of the great events of the year that brings families and friends together, and you are such a huge part of that. John, as always, great to talk with you. Thanks so much for being with us.
See you 12 till 2 on Thanksgiving Day.
Right. Thank you, John.
Pleasure.
That's John O'Hurley with us here on Downtown. We'll take a little break, come back, and talk movies with Alan Adams right after this.
Hi, this is Tommy Rowe, and you're listening to Downtown with Rich Kimball.
There we go. Thank you, John.
You bet. Bye-bye now.
Good to talk with you. Be well. Happy Thanksgiving.